quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draws nigh. So heedless of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy they're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Well, he warned off the dangers that lie in their path, but they heed not his mercy and they kindle God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care, for where you have pleasure, your hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercy of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world, so what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world, so what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement, the mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. On those who so carelessly forgotten their God. The God of this evil age has blinded the mind today of people who walk their own way according to God's own word, denying the things he's done, of sending his only son, accepting the creed of man, rejecting the word of God. This is the evening time, it's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now, the come by night here. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. The darkness throughout the land, this world just can't understand. A prophet has walked this land, proclaiming the way to God. If you would be safe today, then follow the words he gave, accepting the word of God, for this is the evening time. This is the evening time, it's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. come by thy ear. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. The darkness throughout the land, this world just can't understand.
That prophet has walked this land, proclaiming the way to God.
If you would be saved today, then follow the words he gave, accepting the word of God. For this is the evening time. This is the evening time. It's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now to come by thy ear. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. This is the evening time. It's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now to come by thy ear. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. So open your eyes, ye battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. It's coming, is an eye at the door. Men will be lovers of self more than lovers of God. Filled with vain pride, earthly pleasures have turned them away. But if we're his children, we must bear the chastising rod. For those that he loves, he'll teach them to trust in the way. Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is an eye at the door. Some people believe that his coming is still far away. So often they grow weary and so often they lay down their load. But just up ahead are the signs of a much brighter day. So don't lay down your load, child. We're too near the end of the way. So open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is an eye at the door. Some people believe that his coming is still far away. So often they grow weary, and so often they lay down their load. But just up ahead are the signs of a much brighter day. So don't lay down your load, child. We're too near the end of the way. So open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is an eye at the door. Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is an eye at the door. We hear about the war. We see the famine in the land. There's questions in the children. Trouble in the east again. The whole world is shaking. There's no sure place to stand. And the mournful sounds are heard throughout the land. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of of the city that giants are coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of a city that giants are coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of a city that giants are coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. And I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of a city that giants are coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold a city. Until the day God calls me home. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold that city. Until the day God calls me home. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold the city. Until the day God calls me home.
Luke 19, verse 41. Now when Jesus approached and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, if you had only known on this day, even you, the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, if thou hast known, even thou, at least in this day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. Und als er nahe hinzukam, sah er die Stadt an und weinte über sie und sprach, wenn doch auch du erkennest zu dieser deiner Zeit, was du deinen Frieden dienet, aber nun ist verborgen vor deinen Augen. Heavenly Father, we just read your scripture here, Lord. We just ask that you help us to expound on this very important scripture to let people know the day and hour we're living in. I just pray you'll take the words and take our vocal cords to express the things that you allow me to see here in the last few days, Lord. Your coming is very nigh at hand, Lord. Now you took it upon yourselves to the point where you even wept over Jerusalem because they did not know the day of their visitation, Lord. And here we are at that closing days of time. And once again, if you only saw the condition of the world, you'd still be weeping to this very day, Lord. When you see, you look around and you open our eyes and we see the very conditions that you warned us about. And here we're living right in it. It's not something that's coming. It's something that we're right into that time frame where you warned us about throughout the scriptures, Lord. We just pray you'll help us take our vocal cords, take whatever you can and use us for your honor and for your glory to bring out this very important message to let people know the day and hour we're living in, Lord. Do with us as you see fit. Pray you'll give that increase. Open the hearts of the people, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. It's titled, "That They Knew Not." People don't know. See, you and I, we do know. Mm-hmm. We know exactly. We're the only two people that knows right down to the day where we're living in time. We can tell you exactly how many days it'll take. Like I keep saying, we don't know the day of the rapture. It could happen. It's not important to know the day of the rapture, but we do know the hour we're living in. We know exactly when Satan is going to be tied up and thrown into hell, because we got it time and time again. We've been repeating it over and over again, how important it is to know the hour we're living in so much that it caused Jesus to weep over Jerusalem. We walked right down that place, exactly where he stopped and he wept. We were coming down, he was leaving the Mount of Olives, and then from there he went down to the garden. And on that way there's a trail there. It's about, I don't know, maybe a quarter mile or something. And there's a little trail there. And then there's a sign there. That's where Jesus wept over Jerusalem. And when you walk past that place, you can still feel a very solemn. You can almost hear him weeping as he wept over Jerusalem, as he looked over the city. If you go there from the Mount of Olives and you walk down to the garden, the Gethsemane, into the... And to where they crucified him, you can feel you can still feel it, right? You know, we walk down there, we can still feel where it's that sign there. See, that's where Jesus wept over Jerusalem as he looked over the city. And see, we know all that. We know what you're talking about. We're not just some idiots fly by night down here beating our gums together. We know exactly to the hour, to the day, not maybe the hour. We know exactly to the day. We can give it to you right out of the scriptures, because if Jesus was here, and we'd be back there asking him, will you at that time once again restore Israel? He wouldn't be telling us it's not for you and I to know. He would be telling us exactly what we're telling people here. We know exactly when the day and hour we're living in. Like I keep saying, they'll try to trap us. Oh, no man knows the day. No man knows the day and the hour of the rapture. And it's a good thing, because we don't have to know the day and the hour of the rapture. It's not that important. But the important thing is to know the hour you're living in so that you can prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord. We're living right in the season of the coming of the Lord. It's just that simple. You can't manipulate it. You can't change it, because we went over and over again, time and time again, went back when we were hungry and we wanted some answers, and the Lord brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham, and it's through the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson that we found all everything we need to know about that midnight cry, about what it means. At midnight there was a cry. We could take you right back, and we told you time and time again, all you gotta do is take your iPhone and you punch in the mystery cloud, right? That you keep saying it over and over. February 28, 1963 was the middle of Leda's year. Mm-hmm. And from there, you know, the beginning was 1906, and you come to exactly October 15, 2021. That is when the end of the grace age. That was the end of Leda's year. And then we walk through the scriptures time and time again. If anybody has an ear, they can hear exactly what we're saying, because you and I, we get it right down to the day. You're not going to hear it except hear what you and I are saying, because we put all our energy, all our effort, all our resources went into finding out, to find out the day that we're living in, because we have a hunger and a thirst. But see, we're talking to Americans and to Canadians. They're not interested. They're exactly what it says back at to Laodicea. They're blind, they're naked, they're wretched, and they're full. You can't feed a, you can take a horse to the water, but that horse doesn't want no water. You can't make him drink. And that's just the condition that we're living in here in Canada, here in Florida, here, and the environment that we're living in is just Laodicea, a Laodicea environment, dead people. They got no hunger, no thirst. And if we want to find somebody, the Lord takes his internet and he sends it over to Iran, where all these people are, that have a hunger and a thirst, that are willing to put their life on the line to find out what's going on around the world. And they're listening in on us. They're going to hear what we're saying here, because nobody's going to tell them on planet Earth the hour we're living in. We're now here living as of October 15, 2021, Jesus Christ went off the seat of mercy, and he went on, and he began to dress himself as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and then that silence in heaven began right at that particular moment when that transition went from Jesus going off the seat of mercy and going exactly on and becoming King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because we got the scriptures to back it up. Like I say, hey, if Jesus was here, he wouldn't tell us it's not for you to know. He would tell us it's for you to know. And here I was telling you some time back, before I went to sleep, the Lord shows up in my, right here in the doorway, just right up here. I know it was him, and many times, you know, you wonder, what would I ask the Lord if he would show up? Because I know, like I'm telling you, like running ahead of myself, back in the day when he went off that seat of mercy, and then there's silence in heaven, and what Jesus did, he went, because there's silence in heaven for the space of about 3.5 years, that half hour silence, about 3.5 years, and now he's not up in heaven anymore. He's down here on planet Earth, and you can go listen to these testimonies that these people from Iran that are going to be butchered and slaughtered because they want to get out of that hell that these Muslims have dragged them into, because they refuse to allow themselves to be brainwashed. And now, all of a sudden, Jesus appears to them, because Jesus is down here on planet Earth. And there's silence in heaven. The reason there's silence in heaven is because Jesus is not up in heaven anymore. He's down here, and he shows himself. If he shows up in your bedroom or when you, throughout the day, and like I said, he showed up the other day here some time back in my doorway, and I was wondering what would I ask him, and I realized I know all the information. I had nothing there to ask him. I didn't have to ask him what hour we're living in, because I already know via the scriptures, via the prophet, via the chief apostle. And so I couldn't ask him. And all I could just, he stood there. And I felt like I was being challenged to ask him something, and I couldn't come up with nothing, because he has, over the years, he's informed us of everything we need to know. Like I keep saying, you and I, we know right to the day, the hour we're living in. And I couldn't ask him. The only thing I asked him, Lord, I want the rights and the privilege to work for you, to do what you want me to do. That's all. I'm here available. I want to just do what you want me to do. And that's all the conversation that we had, you know. And then I going on these, hearing about these testimonies from these people over in Iran, what they're going through, that Jesus shows up in the middle of the night or when they're sleeping or throughout the day, and he shows himself, and they see a light, and I believe it's true, because I feel the Spirit of the Lord moving on me, because I know Jesus is right down here, and at the end of the day, he's going to expose himself to the Jewish people, and he's doing it time and time again. If you only listen to the, go on YouTube and you listen to his testimonies. But see, you and I, we're living now here in these closing days of time, and we're putting this message out because, like I said, we know it right to the day. If you can,
only get yourself to believe what we're saying here. We went right through the scriptures, and we didn't have a prophecy or a dream or anything about that. We went to the scriptures, and we saw that midnight cry happen in 1963, February 20, 11 o'clock in the morning, Arizona time. That's when that midnight cry was. That's when that shout was. And then we know 1906 was the beginning of latest year. And all you do is it's just grade 3 education. That's all you need to figure this out. And then you come to exactly October the 15th, 2021. That's when that ended the grade. That's what the end of latest year. And then from there you just take 7 years. Anybody can count 7 years, and then it brings you down to the 1,260 days to the middle, and then 42 months to the end. That's the end of Satan's reign. That's not telling us nothing about the rapture, because nobody knows the day and the hour of rapture, but we're right now living in the season of time of the coming of the Lord. We're living in that time that Jesus talks about, back when his disciples asked, will you at that time once again restore Israel? He's telling them it's not for you to know, because it's another 2,000 years. What's the point in you getting yourself all worked up about the coming of the Lord when it's not going to happen in your lifetime? But if he was here today, we would have, like I say, he came to my door and I had nothing to ask him, because he has kept us informed about all these things over the years. And so there was no sense in asking him, like they asked him back there, will you at that time restore Israel? Well, you and I, we know that we're living in that time frame. And because he's kept us informed over the years, right. If you know what I'm trying to say.
Well, the song says, just be watching, just be ready, just be watching.
Uh-huh. Like,
that's the whole purpose of it, that we don't know the day and hour of the rapture, but I believe we'll know the season. But the whole purpose of it is so people don't go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
So they're watching and waiting for it to come. You know, that's the whole purpose of not knowing the rapture, that just like back in the, when the Jews, they when Jesus was here, they missed the day and hour of their visitation.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they were so accustomed just doing their traditions and their regular things that they totally missed the day of their visitation. And in it, they missed that Jesus came, and then the next thing that happened was the destruction of Jerusalem. See, that's what happens when people are not watching. Just be waiting. Just be watching. And they just go to sleep, and they just go follow their traditional way of life. And then when these things come, like 70 AD came, they were totally not prepared. But Jesus had warned the disciples, when you will see Titus and his army camping about, then you will know that you need to get out of Jerusalem. See, he gave them a warning that that's going to come. And we have so many warnings too, because that's why we have the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, because it says that's when the Son of Man will be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened in the last 100 years. The Son of Man was being really revealed. And that lets us know that we are not that far away from the coming of the Lord. Like, I know there's a lot of people on YouTube, they have all kinds of ideas, and see, but they don't know that God sent the prophet. They don't know anything about at midnight there was a cry made. So mm-hmm. a lot of them, because a lot of them are just guessing, because they know, you know, there are signs that the Bible says to look for. At the time, as it was, so shall it be. And then you can see the conditions around the world is just like Jesus said, as it was, so shall it be when the Son of Man will be revealed. You can see the conditions, that homosexual lifestyle. You can see just as it was in the days of Noah. People have no care of nothing. They think that time will just go on as normal, as mm-hmm. before. But the day of Noah, they just looked up one day and it started raining, and reality started to hit them, but they were no longer caught in a delusion. They knew reality hit them, and that's the same way here in this day and hour. They've been so deceived by these preachers in the pulpit with their charismatic delusions, mm-hmm. that they just did not hear that different sound that was sounding throughout mm-hmm. the land when Brother Branham came and Brother Jackson to let us know the day and hour we're living in, to give us the time frame of things, like the midnight cry, like you were saying. At midnight there was a cry made, and that let us know the middle of the church age of Laodicea, and that gave us kind of a time frame of where we are in time.
Why don't you just read the condition of Laodicea, like back in the, I think it's Revelation 3, about the church age of Laodicea, the condition, and open your eyes and you see that very condition running parallel to what exactly what it says, what the church age of Laodicea mm-hmm. will be like.
It says in Revelation 3:14, "And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. And many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches."
That's exactly what you see out there, like we're saying yesterday about the book of Israel, back in the, I think you can find it in the Apocrypha, and the fifth or sixth book of Ezra, where he was asked, is he wants to see the hour that you and I are now living in, mm-hmm. and how he explained it right to the day of Laodicea. Rich, increased in good, they have no need of nothing, that's why we can't even get our foot on the door. We got to go all the way to Israel, all the way wherever the Lord sends us, to find somebody that we can sit down and have a conversation with. Because America, North America society, they're so full of their Christian goods and they have need of nothing. And then we have to go over to Iran where these people that are willing to give up their life, they're being killed by the thousands upon thousands simply because they want their freedom and their liberty. And here all we gotta do is believe what we're saying and you got it. We got that whole package. But see, like I say, that dog, well, that wolf is full. You can't feed him because he's full. He just had a big meal. And that's the same way with America and mm-hmm. Canada. And the environment we're living in, they have absolutely no passion, no desire, no hunger, no thirst for the things of God. They just want to go right down their merry road with all their wealth, and they never accumulate enough. They never get satisfied, because that spirit of Antichrist, that spirit of Roman Catholic religious spirit, you never have enough. You're never content. You're just always grumbling and griping for something more, just like the children of Israel. When they were coming through the world, they found a reason just as soon as they came to the water, and the Lord tested them to see if they're going to start complaining and griping. What they do, they're looking for excuses to find things to complain about. That's the very same thing it is today in the society that we're now living in. We're an ungrateful society. But see, you and I, we've sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we can't go and just barge into somebody's house and start talking with, because they're not interested in things of God. They're interested in the church age of Laodicea. Rich and increased in goods, and they have really no need of nothing. That's why we mm-hmm. can't even get in sideways. And we're just trying to alert people to the hour we're now living in, so much that it cost the Lord to weep over Jerusalem. And who was here today, he still weeps to this day, because people, they completely
oblivious to the day and hour we're living in. We've been trying to beat the drums here for 30, 40 years, trying to wake up a people, but it falls on deaf ears. And now all of a sudden, I came to realize you can't tell that wolf that's full of, you can't give him nothing to eat because he just had a big meal. And that's what happens with Laodicea. That's the hour we're living in. Like I say, we have to go over to Iran, and over in Iran, they're tapping in by the thousands, and they're gonna hear the truth. They're gonna hear it exactly the way it's meant to be heard. And that's all. The Lord said, the troll is up. To set up this website so it'll go to people that have a hunger and a thirst. And at that time I thought, you know, I'll have to maybe help the Lord a little bit. But he just told me, don't even bother advertising. Just put it out there. When there's somebody out there that has a hunger and a thirst, he will bring them to it. God, that's the only thing you'll find. You and I are the only two people that can tell anybody in the world where we're living in time. Right down to the day we had it, right down to the day that in 2028, you're going to see how that angel comes down and he ties up Satan because the heavens will split and the Lord will come back and you're going to see the coming of the Lord because the heavens will be opened and they're going to see the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ with power and glory and they're going to say to the mountains, fall on us and to the hills, protect us from him that's coming back. Because see, they weren't listening. They weren't sober. They weren't vigilant. They did not hear the warning that Jesus sent out time and time and time again. He graced you and I have to do this very thing, to warn the people where we're living in time, that we can bring it right down to the day. And like I say, there's silence in heaven for the space of about 3.5 years, and the reason there's silence in heaven is because Jesus is not up in heaven. Where Jesus is, there's no more silence. There's no more silence. Now he's down here on earth, and he's going to reveal himself eventually. He's going to reveal himself to the Jewish nation. And he's coming to individual, family-wise. He's showing these people over in Iran right now, and from time to time, he'll show up, and he'll tell these individuals that he cares about them. He's trying to wake them up for the soon coming of the Lord. And then he got us to put up this website, and now all they got to do over there is tap in. They'll know exactly the day and hour we're living. They'll know exactly what's going on. And these people and over in Iran that are being butchered and slaughtered, they don't have to be afraid to die, because the minute they breed their last, the minute they kill them for standing up for truth and for righteousness, and because they refuse to be brainwashed into this Muslim garbage, the minute they're dead, they go direct into that sea of glass, roughly the Bible talks about, because the tribulation is now on. It just hasn't reached its full capacity yet. But in the meantime, that sea of glass, when John saw it before the tribulation, it was empty. But now he's seeing how it's going to be full, because at the end of that tribulation, he saw that sea of glass completely full of people. And by the millions, by the thousands and millions were on that sea of glass at the end of the tribulation. And that's what you see. That sea of glass is being filled up, like I say. When you get killed for the cause of Christ, for standing up for truth and for righteousness, because you refuse to be brainwashed from that Muslim religion, you automatically go right onto that sea of glass. You got nothing to lose. There's nothing to worry about. You're going to a better place. You're done with all this garbage down here. And everything that goes with it.
And that's why being persecuted for what you believe, it's so much better than being not persecuted. Mm-hmm. Like when you look at the America has had it so good for the last 100 years or more, and that they just became so ungrateful. And then when you become ungrateful, you become you just don't become aware of anything. Like these people in Iran, they are aware, like that this Muslim Allah is not it. That there is Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And then Jesus can speak to them because their heart is ready. Mm-hmm. Because that persecution in there makes them real. You know, everything is real. Here is. With that deception here in America, with rich in need and nothing, it's not that real anymore. People are you can't really talk to people about God.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, but when a man, whenever you start mentioning God, they kind of clam up and shy away mm-hmm. from you. And that's a very sad picture, that you can't even talk to people about God and not even the Lord Jesus Christ. And they look at you strange.
Yeah.
And places that are being persecuted, they are not ashamed to talk about Jesus and about what he's done for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, YouTube is full of them. Mm-hmm. And Jesus warned us about the last days. He said, beware, at any time your hearts be overcharged with eating and drinking, and that's why you have to fast. That's why you have to keep yourself sober and vigilant. That's why we get up at 5 a.m, just to keep our limbs all trimmed and burning and keep ourselves spiritually awake, keep ourselves from being completely brainwashed in the hour that we're now living
mm-hmm.
in. We keep ourselves sober, vigilant, because Jesus was very serious when he said, watch and pray that you may be found worthy to escape. How do you watch and pray? You get up and you pray. You sing in the day. You do things that will excite the Lord Jesus Christ. You do whatever it takes to keep your spiritual awakened, like I said. And he said, watch and pray that you may be found worthy, and that beware at any time your hearts be overcharged with eating and drinking, because Satan comes down having great wrath. And what, he's not going to take a bunch of pitchforks and go out killing people. He his great wrath. He feeds us all his luxuries, all of everything that he has to offer. That's how he's expressing his mm-hmm. great wrath, because he does not know nobody. He wants to keep people insensitive. He wants to keep them dead. He wants to keep them asleep. He does not want them to sober up and be vigilant. And that's how he's showing his great wrath, because he feeds them with all this food and all this luxuries and all this American kind of a lifestyle. That's how he shows his great wrath. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to come along with a bunch of pitchforks, because he does not want to be found out. So what does he do? He lulls people to sleep. And then we start talking and they think we're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only two people that tells people the truth, and we're the two crazy ones.
That's right.
Exactly what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. That stone that the builders rejected. Here's the stone and every generation that the people will reject. But see, it don't bother us, man. We kind of like it. After a while, you kind of get used to it, and then that's just part of the program. That's just mm-hmm. the natural thing. That's just what the Bible warned us. What's going to happen to you? They'll kick you out of your home. They'll take away everything. They'll take your children. They'll take everything away from you. But he said you have to endure to the end. That's what the devil will do. He'll take everything that he can, get his dirty hand. And ever since the Lord put you and I together, we've been attacked left, right, and center, from inside and outside. And all the devil's been trying to do, trying to divide us. But see, mm-hmm. we know what we're about. We know the Lord put this together. And there's nothing utterly impossible for us, for him to divide us. Like I say, he'd been trying from day one. From the family and foes. And then sometimes we get these phone calls and these emails right out of the pit of hell, because Satan, he's coming down having great wrath, and he uses whatever he can get his dirty hands on to see if he can't separate us, you know, see if he can do whatever he can. But see, we're on top of it. We're sober, we're vigilant, and as long as we keep ourselves sober and vigilant, and watch and pray that we may not be found worthy to, that we be found worthy to escape. We're on top of things. We're like that early church. They were not ignorant of Satan's cunning devices and his diabolical schemes. Mm-hmm. It's only after the church, the fathers went to sleep, that Satan could come in with his antichrist. And he's trying to come in here too, time and time again. But we're on to him. We see him coming even before he shows up, and we got our guns and our knives out when they do mm-hmm. come here, trying to,
mm-hmm.
First thing they do, have you been to ruling lately? What did you ever see? Have you seen your wife lately? Have you seen your sister lately? And things like that. Just try to lure you back in, put you to sleep. But see, we're on top of things. We stand. Mm-hmm. That's why we get up in the morning. That's why we pray in the day. That's why we keep ourselves sober and be vigilant, because the Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, for the devil, your adversary, he goes around seeking whom he may devour. And he's trying to work overtime to see if he can't shut us down. And if he shuts us down, there's nothing out there. There's nobody's going to tell the people around the world what we're telling them. That's why the Lord put up this website, so that people from all, every continent, all these continents around the world, they can get in and they can tap into it. And he'll, mm-hmm. like I say, if there's a hunger and a thirst out there,
He'll send that. He'll make sure they get to it, just like he did when there were these two girls in over in Israel from Germany. He sent us over there, and there we had a meeting because God knew there's going to be two girls there that have a hunger and a thirst for the things of God. That's why he sent me out to Vancouver, like we were telling you yesterday. We said these things, not that it makes us special, because over the years we have trained ourselves to be about the Father's business, and that's all we're doing. And we're the scum of society like right now. There's no two people that are more looked down on than you and I are, but that's okay. That's part of the package. That's something that you just have to accept. That's exactly the way it is, and we can't change that because that's part of the program.
That's right, and we would, if you would get discouraged, but there are so many things in the Word of God that tells you what it will be like in the end days. And Jesus said, all these things will they do for my, because of me. Mm-hmm. And that's when you'll stand for Jesus and for the truth of the Word for your hour, that's what's going to happen to you. And Paul wrote about it, Peter. And you can see that in the last days, that is going to be what's going to be. The truth is going to be evil spoken of. There's going to be deceiving spirits and doctrines of devils arising to deceive people. And you see it out there. People, they don't know that God sent the prophet, that the prophet has walked this land proclaiming the word of God to turn us back to the faith of the early church. They have no idea.
Yeah.
That's all part of the Laodicea to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you'll be able to sit with him on his throne, just like Jesus sit on his Father's throne. See, those are things that the Laodicea, the conditions that arise, and those are the conditions that in order to make it to be that overcomer, you have to overcome those conditions that arise.
And when we talk about these preachers out there, it's not fit for a dog to eat, and it's nothing but tables of love. They think we're crazy. But see, we see that what they're doing to the people. They're lulling them asleep, and behind it is the spirit of Satan, that false charismatic garbage that defeats the people, and people are content because they don't go searching like you and I. That when we heard about sending a prophet, we went to the scriptures and we saw it exactly the way it was said. When he heard about baptism in Jesus' name, we went and we searched it out and we found it exactly to be 100% right. We heard about that midnight cry, and all you gotta do, like I keep saying, all you gotta do is press a button, and there up comes that mystery cloud out in Arizona. Back in 1963, it was up there for 2-3 months, and people, everybody could see it. It was right beyond, out in space. It was beyond somewhere up there where that space station is about, and that stayed there for a couple of months for all people around the world to see it. And anybody that cares to know, all he's got to do is press the button. That's why these iPhones are here. That's why this internet is here in these closing days of time. So people will have no excuse. They can go search it out themselves, just like you and me. We went and searched it out ourselves, and we found it to be exactly 100%. So, and all we're doing now, we're putting it out there, whosoever will. If you're full of yourself, and you're no hunger, no thirst, no desire for the things of God, well, then you'll just go drifting out to hell and death, then you'll come up and bump into right that day of the Lord when you're going to see the heavens open up, exactly like it'd be like an open book, and they're going to see the Lord Jesus Christ come with, like Enoch saw, when behold the Lord comes with thousands and ten thousands of his saints to execute judgment. That's just up the road here within 3 years. You're going to either be at the marriage supper of the Lamb, or you're going to be one of those that says to the rocks, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us from him that's coming back. Because the Bible says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, will the sun be darkened and the moon will not give her light, and then they shall see the signs of the coming of the Son of Man in power and great glory. We're living in that time frame, and we know exactly what we're talking about. We know exactly what the Lord did for us with us over the years, how he prepared us for this very day and this very hour we're living at. And like I say, He gives us the internet, and he gives us the capacity to put it out there, and then he brings you and I together, and that's all our ambition is in life, to tell people exactly what's going on right in their midst, and they don't even know what they're just like they were back when Jesus wept over Jerusalem. They were completely clueless what's going on around him. And then those that were aware of it, those that were listening to what the Lord said, and when you see Jerusalem about with armies, that's the day you go out and you don't even go back into your own to get your coat. You just make one way ticket out of here because it's coming. And then a few days later, it came that Roman army and destroyed that whole city. Died in by the millions. And here's the same thing again. Back, let me tell you about that Holocaust that happened in back in Europe. But it wasn't Hitler and his henchmen that. It was just something that God used them because they refused to listen to what the officials had to say when they sent these rabbis that all around the world they were begging and pleading with the Jewish people, come on, it's time to go back to the homeland. And for 30 years or so, they went around the world begging and pleading them. And then he said, once he sent the fishers out, and the fishers, they were these rabbis that were begging and pleading. And then if they don't listen to the fishers, then he's going to send them the hunters. And we watched the movie sometime back about what these people had to go through, how they were butchered and slaughtered in that Holocaust. You can still get movies, and you can even go there and watch where they had these ovens. But then they blamed the Germans for doing it. No, it was the Jews that brought it on themselves because they rejected the very thing that could help them. Just like Jesus said, he wept over Jerusalem because they didn't know the hour of living that they were living in. Here, the same thing back in that turn of the century when God sent these rabbis all around the world. And then came the hunters because they rejected the fishers. And then they brought all that Holocaust upon themselves. And here, just up the road, there's another Holocaust coming. And then it's going to happen the same thing. It's going to happen exactly what happened back then because people are not listening. Now, God sends out these warnings. He raised us up and he got us to get this internet going. And all around the world, they're getting warned. And just up the road, if they reject that, they're going to have to go to that terrible time that's coming up through here. Mm-hmm. The day of the Lord, where the planet will run to and fro like a drunk man. It's nothing for the Lord to move this planet wherever he wants to. He can bring it back from 365 days to a year back to 360. That's what it's going to be mm-hmm. at the millennium. The planet will be back to 360 days to a year just as it was before the flood. It was 360 days to 1 year. And it's going to be the same thing. It's not the very good, very good picture, except for you and I, because we've been persecuted because the devil is trying to shut us down. He's trying to stop us from saying the things we're saying, because you and I were the only two people that'll tell the world. Nobody knows what we're telling them. They take pot shots at it, but they can't really bring it down to the day. See, you and I, we can bring it right down to the day. We keep saying it over and over and over again. February 28, 1963. 11 o'clock in the morning. And from there you can count the middle of the lay of the sea, and you come to exactly October the 15th, 2021. Then from there on it starts 7 years. Anybody can count to seven that's got any brains at all, and then that's the end of Satan. That's the end of Satan's 6,000 years reign. That's when Jesus Christ is coming back. Right then and there is the day of the Lord, and then the separating of the goats and the sheep, and then Jesus Christ sets up his millennial reign. Everything that you and I are saying is 100% via the scripture. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you. We give you thanks, Lord, for preparing us for the time that we're living in the Laodicea church hour, Lord. We just want to help people, Lord, in the time we're living in, so that those words will not ring in their ears, and they knew not, Lord, because there's going to be a lot of people that are found unprepared, just like at the siege of Jerusalem. They were unaware, Lord, of the hour of their visitation when they were visited at 33 AD. In the same way here with the Gentiles, Lord, you visit them. And the Son of Man was being revealed through the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. We're just putting it out there for people, Lord. So whosoever will, Lord, if they will believe, Lord, you're going to make a way for them. and those words will not ring in their ears, and they know not, Lord. We just want to help people to come to that understanding, Lord. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.